Hi, I'm Sue Enquist, the head softball coach at UCLA. I'd like to introduce pitching drills. As we know, that pitching's very, very technical. One nice thing to be able to do is to have appropriate drills for each part of the pitching mechanics. By doing so, you're going to go ahead and increase muscle memory in each part of the pitching activity. Right now, let's go ahead and take a look at all the pitching drills involved with pitching mechanics.
Hi, my name is Dee Dee Wyman, and I'm the assistant softball coach at Cal State Fullerton, and I work with the pitchers. And I'm here to show you some drills to work on the mechanics of pitching. The first drill that I'm going to be showing you is a wrist snap drill. What I'd like to preface it with is talk about the grip and the wrist snap and the release. When we're gripping the ball for a fastball and we're working on our fastball drills, you want to make sure that you find the C in the ball and you put your fingertips firmly on the C, these three fingers, thumb on this seam, okay? And when you're going to release, you're working on that 12 to 6 rotation, 12 to 6 on a clock, and you want to get four seams rotating, so 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? While I'm showing you some of these drills, I will be using a weighted ball. The weighted ball that I like to use is the cannonball, and if you're interested in purchasing this ball, we'll have information at the end of the tape. The first drill that I'm going to be showing you is a wrist snap drill. The purpose of this drill is to work on the strength of your wrist, work on feeling the ball snapping out of your fingertips, and work on your release and your follow through. A couple things that I want to preface it with is make sure that you're making your, what I call a T, that's going to be going, it's your pseudo mound, and you're going to draw a line right through to your catcher. Okay, and the T represents your power line. And what your power line is, it's a line that goes directly from the middle of your circle all the way through to your catcher. And it helps keep you straight and balanced so that at release you're in a good position, a good powerful position. So the first thing I want to do is get my toes on the line. I'm going to get into a balanced athletic position, bend my knees. Okay, I'm going to hold the ball, grip the ball on the C in my fingertips. I'm going to start with my arm tight, my wrist bent back, and I'm going to snap and finish. Okay? Like I said previously, this is a weighted ball, and just by virtue of working with this weighted ball, I think you're going to do two things. You're going to work on your muscle memory of your release point and your snap and your finish, but you're also going to be working on strengthening the important factors in that release point and that finish, which are your wrist, your fingers, and your forearm. Okay? So here we go. Okay. When you're doing this drill, you want to make sure that you're throwing it in a direct line, that you're not throwing a loopy ball, which means you're not snapping and throwing it up. Okay. You want to make sure that at release, you stay long all the way through, snap, and come through so it goes in a direct line to your catcher. And you're also looking for as much spin on the ball as you can get. Okay. So a lot of young ladies will feel like this ball is falling out of their fingertips, and they'll go to snap the ball and it'll go in the dirt, and that's a good thing. That shows you that you're actually starting to throw it with your fingertips. And a lot of young pitchers will try to put it in the palm and push it, which you won't see a lot of spin on the ball and you won't see a lot of speed on the ball. So if you're doing this drill and it's falling out of your fingertips, that means that you're actually starting to throw it from your fingertips, which is what we want. But it also means your fingertips are weak if it's falling out. So you need to work with this ball and work on strengthening those fingers like we talked about. Okay? Notice how, a couple things you want to notice. I'm not taking a step. I'm coming through an open hip, and then after release is when my shoulders will turn and face my catcher. You have to be aware that your shoulders don't turn too soon, which will bring your hip through too soon. Okay? So shoulders are open, you snap, and then you bring your shoulders close to your catcher. Okay, so boom. Okay. What I like to do is develop a routine for my pitcher. And all these drills are part of my pitcher's routine. So after my pitcher has warmed up overhand, the first thing she's going to do is work 15 to 20 of these wrist snap drills. From that point on, we'll move on to the next drill. But if she does them incorrectly, then we'll spend a little bit more time working on them. You don't want to throw too many drills with this weighted ball, So I would say, especially for a young child, make sure that you're not throwing more than 30 or 40 with the weighted ball. As you get a little older, you can throw a few more, but you want to be very careful. And you don't want to throw 100% full out with the weighted ball. It's basically a tool to help you develop and work on the mechanics of your pitch. One thing that I want to touch on is the distance between myself and my catcher. I'm about 10 to 15 feet away from her. You want to be close, but not too close to be able to do this job, the drill, appropriately. The next thing that I would like to do is progress on with the same drill, but make it a little bit more complicated so we can work on the legs and still work on the release, snap, and the follow through. What I'd like to make point of right now is to make sure that when you're doing your follow through that you stay nice and long, point the elbow towards your catcher, and that you're getting a full snap all the way through. You don't want to shorten, or you don't want to turn over or rotate through. Okay, stay right on this path, snap, release, finish. Watch for that every time. This drill is a very simple drill, but it can also show a lot of problems in your pitcher's mechanics. So the next drill we're going to do is, the first drill I said was 10 to 15 feet. We're going to take a couple steps back, okay? Same thing, we're going to draw our line, okay? Have our power line through our catcher. I'm going to get on my line, and now I'm going to use my arms a little bit and include my legs, okay? The first part of this drill, I'm just going to start with my hands forward. Okay, and this is great for young pitchers because a lot of times they're very rigid and very stiff, and they don't understand the idea of staying nice and long. And that's another reason why this ball is so terrific. It helps the pitcher to stay long. It helps them feel the weight in their fingertips, and it doesn't allow them to try to force the ball, push the ball. It forces them to snap the ball. So the first thing we're going to do is start with our arms forward. We're going to swing back, get into this position, and then snap and drag and follow through. So we're going to include the drag, a little bit more of an arm swing, and let's see what the kids are going to do. Here, back, okay? Now, there's two ways you can do the finish. If you have a pitcher who really has a problem with her hips, meaning she is pivoting the hips close too soon, then you can work this drill and they can just stay open, okay? Just nice and open the whole time. Okay, if they're doing that and that's helping them and they've mastered that, then you can work on the close, okay? So let's do a few open. Okay, make sure you're dragging into the fore, into the back of the leg, and bringing all this weight into this front leg. Okay, what's another very important part of this drill is that your pitcher starts to trust her release point, okay? So she's got to make sure she keeps that arm in tight and she just trusts that she's going to snap the ball at the right place. And like we have said before on previous tapes and Sue has referred to, this is where muscle memory comes into play. If she has bad muscle memory on her release point, then this will help her to gain the proper muscle memory for her release point. And when she throws full out, it'll be where it needs to be. The ball's going to go where it needs to go. Okay, now that she's worked on this and she's getting the hips open, let's work on our close and the timing of our close. Okay, so we're going to be here, the arms are going to come back. Okay, we're going to take a little step, and now we're going to drag, and then after release, the shoulders come through and the hip comes through. Okay, so this is what that's going to look like. Okay, so a lot of your young ladies that are having problems with their drag, release, and close, this is an excellent drill to break them down into to work on that. There's a couple other things I want to talk about while we're doing these drills. For one, I like to go through all of these shorter drills that we're working on with the wrist snap and the leg drive with the weighted ball, and I'll show you exactly when we want to incorporate the regular ball into the picture. Like I said, we want to do about 15 or 20 of these drills each, unless they're really struggling with it. And then I would do more, but I would incorporate the regular ball into the drill so they're not using this too much, especially if they're young. Another point is to watch for is that kids don't let their shoulders get forward and they're not throwing with too much arm. And this is what we would refer to as bowling. You want to make sure that they're always keeping their weight back and head even through the middle of the body, and that they're not trying to throw forward like this, even in these drills. One other thing that we want to remember while we're doing these drills is to watch the stride foot. Make sure that you're landing at a 45 degree angle. If you're having problems with that, there's a couple things you can do. Make sure you draw your power line, you're stepping on your power line. You can also draw a line at an angle to make sure you want to step right where that is. Give yourself as many visual tools as you can give to get it correct. So I've drawn my line exactly where I want my foot to go. And if you're having problems stepping over the line to the right or the other way to the left, grab yourself a cone. Cones are great tools and we'll use them quite a bit. And you can always put a cone down behind the foot or in front of the foot to help to remind yourself to step where you need to step. Or you can put it on both sides. The next drill that we're going to be doing is just a progression on the last drill that we were doing. I'm taking a few steps back, so we're about 30 feet away. And every time I'm doing these drills, I'm going to draw my T so I have my power line, so I know exactly where I want to be and where I want to step. And I think it's important because a lot of young pitchers can get what I call sloppy, and they don't pay attention to their strides or their legs or their feet or their drag. So make sure you're always reading the dirt on what you're doing. The next drill is just a progression of what we were doing. We're still working on the arm swing, the wrist snap, the release, and the finish. But now we're going to include the legs. We're still using the weighted ball. And what I really want you to do, the purpose of this is actually now to put the legs together with the upper body a little bit more. And this is the last drill that we'll do before we come all the way around with our arms. So the position we want to get into is have your leg up, okay? And I want to have my arms set into the X position. And now all I'm going to do is really work on driving out towards my catcher now, planting, snapping, and releasing. And this is just a good way to get your legs warmed up. So here, you can also do a different form of this drill where you can start with your arms forward just like we did in the previous drill, come back up on this leg, and stride. You can try whichever one is more comfortable for you. The purpose of this drill is to work on your leg drive along with working on your arm swing in a progressive manner while not coming all the way around. So this really helps me to time when my front leg plants and where my arms are at plant. In my opinion, if you're having problems timing your lower body and your upper body, you want to isolate those two things and really work on that. And this is the best way to do that. Let's say you're taking too short of a stride and you're not letting your arms get through. Well, this way you can really work on trying to take a little bit longer stride. Okay? I like to introduce it first without the cones, and then I will introduce it with the cones. Okay, so forward, up on the leg, drive, finish. Okay, or you can do it in the stationary position here. And as you can notice, I'm getting up on my back toe as I'm pushing off, and it also helps with balance. A lot of young kids have problems with balance. So you're here, push, finish. Okay? The way you can introduce the cone is, and I've brought with me three different sized cones. Okay? I have a smaller cone, medium cone, and a large cone. Okay? What I can do here now, if I have a young lady who is not taking a long enough stride, and a good way to mark stride is, based on your height, and I'm 5'10", I like to take about a 6 to 6.5 foot stride, and the way I measure that is, I put my heel on the front of the mound and I go heel to toe. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six and a half. And here's my stride, okay? If you have a young lady who's quite a bit smaller, obviously her stride will be a little shorter, but you want to make sure that she's taking further than a 2 or 3 foot stride, that she's actually getting her legs up and driving them out, okay? And this is one of the major problems I see with kids and what I mostly work on. So if I have a child who I feel like doesn't really stride very well, I'll start maybe here and I'll put the cone right here, because a lot of times some kids just take that much of a stride, and I'll have them a little bit, their feet a little bit further than shoulders distance. Their arms are forward, they're going to come back and stride over the cone. And this forces them to use their legs and stride a little bit more. You got to watch out that they don't try to come around the cone. And if you have that problem, then maybe you can set up several cones. You can also do this with a glove or something, some other object that they can visually see and that's impeding them from stepping on top of it. So I can do it either with my arms in front and swinging, which I'll show you a few of those. Okay, and one thing that's really crucial while you're doing this drill, you have to pay attention to what the backside of the pitcher is doing. What happens a lot with young pitchers as you're showing them this drill is they will stride out and then the backside will get stuck and they'll end up doing this. Okay, so you have to make sure you tell them to quickly drive the right side through once they've stepped out. And this will get everything more explosive, more powerful, and much quicker. Okay, so you're here. You have to make sure that you drag and bring that right side through. If not, you'll end up looking like this. Or you can do it from stationary. There we go. The next drill that we will be doing is bringing the arm all the way around but keeping the feet stationary. And the purpose of this, as all the drills are, is to progress through the pitching circle and the motion little by little so that we can work on the whole thing and put it together at the end. Okay? So what we're going to be doing is from the same distance, about 30 feet, which is about 3/4 of the way to the mound, I'm going to spread my feet out, being in a balanced athletic position, and now I'm going to work on my arm circle, making sure it's tight, making sure I'm rotating open, and making sure I'm long, I'm snapping, I have my release point down and my finish. So I'm just going to start here forward. You can start forward and swing back and come around, okay? Or you can start together and drop down, okay? Just working on your arm circle. With the hips open. There we go. At this point, you can introduce the regular 12-inch ball after you've thrown probably 15 or so of the weighted ball or the cannonball. And what's going to happen is, especially with your younger kids when they first try this, they're going to want to aim it and throw it up in the air nice and high. It's important that you tell them to throw it as hard as they can. Trust their release point and stay nice and long while they're doing this. So this is the point where you're going to start to introduce a regular ball, and all the drills from this point you will use a regular ball on. So same thing, I'm here. As you'll notice, I'm taking a little bit of a stride, and that's fine. I'm really just working on getting my arm loose here. Working on my finish, and my snap and my release. The next drill, we're going to be incorporating the legs along with the upper body and the arms. And now we're going to do a leg drive drill. We are about two drills away from throwing full out. And these two are very, very important. They're a little bit more advanced, so some of the younger girls may have trouble learning these. So I'm going to progress you through with a young girl to an older girl. And there's three or so different ways to show them how to do this drill. The first thing you want to do is actually do what we call shadow drill. And you're going to, same thing, about 3/4 of the distance to the mound. Get your pitcher to draw a pseudo mound along with her power line. She's going to get set in a balanced athletic position, arms forward, and you're going to have her swing her arms back and get up on this back leg. I actually learned this drill from a friend of mine, Lonnie Alameda, who is a pitching coach at Stanford, and I think it's a terrific drill. It really is a good leg drive drill, working on the timing of your upper body and your lower body, along with exploding off the mound and putting it all together. So you're just going to have your kid do a shadow drill of this so she can work on the timing of it, and then we're going to see where her balance is, and then we're going to throw the ball. So here, you're going to come back, get up on this leg, and then you're going to work on pushing out and planting here. And I want to see where she's at this point in her pitch. Is her stride good? Is it straight to her catcher? Are her arms in the right position? A lot of times kids will be here, here, the steps off, everything. So you're just going to shadow drill it for at first. Start here, back, and work. Boom. From that point, we're going to throw all the way through, but still without the ball. So you're forward, back, boom. Okay, you want to really have them try to work on this drill without the ball first, or else their timing will get way off. And one thing that this drill does is it really shows your pitcher where her balance is. A lot of pitchers will push off too soon here and be leaning and plant too soon. You got to make sure that you get your balance on this back leg, let the arms come around, pitch and release. Okay, one more here, boom, boom. Okay, let's do a few with the ball. There we go. One dimension that you can add to this drill is the cone, and I'll show you. If your pitcher is not taking a long enough stride here, you can introduce the cone. Okay, so here I am. You want to make sure it's not too far. You can take too far of a stride, so you have to be aware that your pitcher is taking a long enough stride, not too far and not too short. So like I said, mark it off. Have her mark it off with her feet, and you'd like it to be between 5 to 6 to 7, depending on her size. Like I said, I'm 5'10", and I'm about a 6.5, okay? And if it's real, real short, put the cone in front of the foot and have her try to drive up and over it. So it's here, okay? And what you'll notice is a lot of times kids are very uncomfortable with this, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that it's not effective. Sometimes new things that you're learning you will be uncomfortable with, but this really helps them to get the timing of their upper body and their lower body down. Okay, make sure that after they are striding that they really bring that backside through. Okay. Okay. You can also, if this is hard for them, you can put a cone on its side, which I like to do. It's less invasive. You know, it's easier for the kids to feel like they can step on it, and it's nice and soft. Okay, but it's really good for them to work on that. If they're not getting this leg up either, you can introduce this cone, you know, or this short one and put it here so they get up and over this one and beyond this one. Okay, so we're here. And it's okay if they kick the cones over. One more drill that I will be showing you is very similar to the one that we just did, but now we're going to actually be working on still with the leg up, only we're facing our catcher, and this one's going to help us work on when we're going to pivot our hips open. Same thing where our plant's going to be, where our arms are going to be at plant, and what our finish is going to be like. This is as close as we get to throwing full out. You can do this from 3/4 of the distance, about 30 feet, or you can do this from the mound, depending on how strong your pitcher is. And to me, this is one of the best drills around because it really forces you to isolate this back push leg, whether you're a righty or a lefty. It'll be your right leg if you're a righty, your left leg if you're a lefty. So we'll say I'm on my mound, I'm going to get this left leg up, and I'm nice and relaxed, and I should be able to balance this way. If you have a child who's having trouble balancing, then she needs to work on her balance, which is very important. A lot of Division I college teams work on balance. It helps to work on your hitting, your throwing, your fielding, everything. So this is just something that will help with all aspects of softball. So your leg's up, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop the hands nice and relaxed. Throw them out, work on my pivot at the top of the circle, head landing in the middle of my legs, and my finish and come through. Here we go. And you can bring your hands together if you're more comfortable, so you can do. Either way. Watch that your pitcher is not pivoting too soon in this drill. Make sure she's coming out and arms and leg are together, pivoting at the top, finishing, releasing. Okay? Watch for that. If you're having a pitcher who, once again, is not getting the leg up, nor are they striding out, you can introduce the cones again. Okay? So you can put the larger one on its side. Okay, and either size of these right here, and have them work on getting up and over. Forcing me to push hard off that back leg. There we go. That's better. That's a good example of not really getting my backside through. Once I stride through, I need to really make sure I kick that backside through. Let's see if I can do that. There we go. That was better. There will be 3 more drills that I want to finish up with, and these are going to be more like full-out pitching drills. One of them is going to be the walkthrough drill, and a lot of kids really like this drill. It's a good way for you to be using your arms and legs more powerfully without being stuck on the mound. To me, it feels like flying. So what I want you to do is You're actually going to be behind the mound, and your catcher can be in a squat or an upright position. And what I'm going to do is start with my feet together, my arms up, okay? I'm going to step left and my arms are going to drop. I'm going to plant right and then I'm going to pitch, okay? And some pitchers who have problems with getting this right side through, meaning they're blocking off here and not really coming all the way through, this is a great drill. Force them to walk through their pitch, which means force them to bring that right side through and take that extra step. This is a great drill for that if a kid is having that problem. So let's demonstrate. All of these drills that I'm showing you, including the walkthrough drill that we just did, are very important for a pitcher to develop a routine. And most of the pitchers that I work with go through these drills in their workouts before they go to throw fastballs or any other pitches, or they do it before the game in a shortened version of it. So warm up the wrist, warm up the arm, use the legs, do the cones, do the walkthrough, and at that point it's a good time to throw your fastballs. And we'll talk about routines on another tape. The next drill that I'm going to show you is a distance drill. And this is another good warm-up drill if you're having pitchers who are having trouble staying long with their arms and really generating a lot of speed in their arm circle. So the best way to start with this drill is just like the walkthrough, only we're going to be progressing backwards towards the outfield. So your catcher's standing up, you're behind the mound, and I'm going to do one right on the mound. Okay. And you can do one or you can do two, depending on really how tired you are in your workout or how badly you need to work on this. I'm just going to do one, and then I'm going to take two steps back and do it again. Okay. And two steps back. And do it again. Two steps back. Okay. And really what you need to do with this drill is go as far as you can back to where you can't make it to your catcher anymore. And as you progress back, you're going to want to get under it a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit more loopy. You take as many steps back as you can, and you throw 10 from the furthest distance. So I'll show you that. I'm going to progress through my two. Let's say this is the furthest back you can get. I'm going to work on throwing 10 here. After I've thrown my 10 from my furthest point, I'm going to come in and throw 10 fastballs as hard as I can with my full motion. The last drill that we're going to go over is what I call the speed drill. It's an excellent drill to work on arm speed, leg drive, and overall powerful mechanics. What you need to do is actually get a bucket of balls, yourself and a catcher, you're from the mound distance, and you're going to do the walkthrough just like we were doing earlier. And you're going to time for a minute, and you're going to throw as hard as you can and get it back and forth between the pitcher and catcher as quickly as you can. I like to do a minute on, a minute off, a minute on, a minute off, a minute on, a minute off. So it's called the 6-minute speed drill. Okay, your catcher can stand up, and I'm going to demonstrate. You're going to have the bucket of balls or a feeder in case you overthrow, so you can keep going. Okay. Like I stated before, that's a 6-minute drill. You need somebody who's timing and letting you know start and stop for a minute, and somebody who can feed you. They can be the same person, and you're basically working on trying to be very explosive and very quick and get as many pitches as you can in within a minute. I think another way you can do it is really count how many pitches you can get in a minute and try to stay around 12 or 15. I think that's a good number, and try to keep it consistent after you've done it 3 times. It's difficult. It's aerobic, it's very aggressive, but that's what we're going for anyway if we want to have speed and consistency. So I think it's a terrific drill to do, like I said, at the end of a workout. Hopefully these drills will help in the development of your young pitcher. And remember to be patient with the development of your pitcher. It takes time and a lot of work and a lot of hands-on help for these pitchers to develop. So best of luck with everything.
In conclusion, I want you to remember that it takes an awful lot of repetition to change that muscle memory. For the coaches and players alike, be patient for your rate of success. Over time, you'll see that pattern of execution will come through for you. I hope you enjoyed the videotape, and good luck.